It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Yeah, it's Friday. Good morning. Thanks for being here. Kyle Bailey with our real estate expert, Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle.
So I've got a question here for you this morning.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, let's say I own a house and I say, hey, Mary, I'd like to make like an extra $100,000 because I put some work into it. This is a great house. You could make that happen, right?
Well, wouldn't that be nice? Man, if I had that magic wand, Kyle, I'd probably be on a beach somewhere right now.
Wait. So you're telling me you cannot just sprinkle some real estate fairy dust on it?
Well, I know, and that's very disappointing. Hmm. But this actually leads right into today's topic because a lot of sellers unintentionally do some version of that at times. And not because they're unreasonable. Usually it's because they love their home. And maybe they remodeled the kitchen, they put in landscaping, they raised their family there. They see the emotional value too, but buyers don't always see that same story.
And that means today's topic is why overpricing backfires.
Exactly, because people think, well, let's start high and see what happens. But sometimes that first impression is everything. And if buyers think a home feels out of line with the market, they don't always get excited. And sometimes they just keep scrolling.
Yeah, nobody wants their house becoming that house that everybody keeps scrolling past.
Exactly. And speaking of homes, people won't scroll past. We've got some really fun properties to talk about this week. But first, let's see what happened around our area.
All right. Some movement in the market, eh?
Yeah, we do have some movement. So we've got new listings moved from 72 to 52, which is about a 28% decrease week over week. Pending homes increased from 49 to 53. So that's an 8% increase over the week. And sold not listed properties moved from 35 to 47. So a pretty significant 34% increase week over week. Moving on to price changes, they dropped from 52 to 47, and coming soon properties dropped from 6 to 2. Back on market, homes stayed relatively steady, moving from 17 to 16, and expired properties held steady at 8. Bumpable properties remained at 2.
All right, so Mary, sort of translate that into normal consumer language.
Yeah, so the normal person version is this. People are still buying. Pending activity went up. Sold activity went up, so buyers are making decisions, and that usually ties back to our topic today. If buyers are moving quickly when they find something they love, sellers want to make sure they are entering the market in a way that gets attention immediately.
Because if the buyers are active, they don't want to accidentally price yourself out of the conversation.
Exactly.
Now, which listings made you say, oh, wow, this week?
Yeah, so I'm going with 242 Bonifacio Lane in Roseburg.
You just have to be able to pronounce it.
Exactly. Bonifacio, what's so hard about that? And it's in the Rio Tegui subdivision. So,
all right.
It's listed at $1.4 million. It feels like a property designed around lifestyle. So you've got almost 4,000 square feet, 3 bedrooms, all en suites, 2 half bathrooms, high ceilings, huge windows, and that entertainer's kitchen with double granite islands. And then you're going to walk outside. There's a covered outdoor cooking area, community RV parking with hookups. You've got oversized garage space, almost 1,000 square feet of garage space. And then this gated community also has private access to the North Umpqua River. So
wow.
It's one of those places where you immediately start imagining holidays and summer barbecues. I've got this listed with Sabrina Schexneiner at the Mary Gilbert Group.
Wow, I want to go see that one. I've actually been in that one years ago, and it blew me away.
Yeah, the double islands are pretty impressive.
Yeah, and having the other 2 bedrooms with their own bathroom, and that's like a no-brainer. So, good stuff. What else?
Okay, so let's see. We've got in Oregon, people who eventually hit that point where they say, you know what? I want land and I want room to breathe. I want my coffee without hearing my neighbor starting a leaf blower.
Welcome to Roseburg.
That's me. No. Anyways, that really is a dream for a lot of people around here. And check out 321 Arcadia Drive in Roseburg. This is offered at $862,000. It's a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, custom-built home on 5.78 acres with over 2,600 square feet. And this just... isn't just land with the house dropped on it. It feels built around the way people actually live. So you've got vaulted ceilings, Anderson windows, a fireplace, that breakfast nook to check out the views, and a large family room with an entertainment bar and wood stove. But I think people are going to get really excited by the 40 by 60 shop.
Whoa, I knew you were getting there. I was just kind of waiting for that.
Yeah, because people immediately start planning in their heads. For some people, that's RVs. For some, it's classic cars. And for some people, it's projects, woodworking, equipment, and toys. And with RV parking and nearly 6 acres, you can spread out. So this is listed with Roger Schneider at Berkshire Hathaway.
All right, if somebody says, no, but I want real land.
Yeah, so then we're going to check out 13339 North Myrtle Road in Myrtle Creek. This is offered at $360,000. The property sits on over 28 acres. And this one's really all about the potential. So you've got level and gently rolling land, fenced and cross-fenced areas, irrigation possibilities, room for livestock, recreation, or future improvements. And the home itself is considered a fixer. So this is really for somebody looking at the bigger picture. And this is listed with Jeannie Hackey at the Mary Gilbert Group and Keller Williams.
So this is really less like your here's your finished dream, but more like, hey, build your dream.
Exactly. So this is the kind of property where people start saying things like, well, maybe I should get horses, or maybe I need room for the horses. And then suddenly you've got chickens, tractors, and projects happening.
Oh, boy, that kind of escalated quickly there.
Yeah, it usually does around here.
Oh, boy. Wow. So what's the I want to disappear for a weekend and never come back property?
Well, oh my gosh, that would be 271 Anita Lane in Glide, just east of Roseburg. So this is listed at $519,900, and it sits on Little River. So as I was looking at listings online, this caught my attention. You've got waterfall views, decks overlooking the river, hickory flooring and cabinets, guest quarters, a shop, RV parking, and even a chicken coop. And so this is one of those properties where people walk outside and suddenly say, maybe I could become outdoorsy. So listed with Jace Nielsen at J-Man Realty.
I love that your selling point there was a chicken coop.
Well, everyone likes organic eggs these days.
Oh, boy. So what else do we have going on?
Yeah, so then we've got over in Sutherland, 240 East 4th Avenue in Sutherland, listed at $299. It's a 2-bedroom plus an office, 2-bath home, updated finishers, covered Trex deck that's perfect for entertaining. You've got a detached garage space and room for trailer parking. So centrally located makes getting to restaurants, parks, and schools a breeze. This is listed with Kyle Perry at the Neal Company.
And one more in Sutherland?
And check out 755 Valley Vista Street in Cooper Creek Estates in East Sutherland. This is offered for sale at $449,900. It's got the panoramic city and valley views, 9-foot ceilings, granite countertops, stainless appliances, and a full-length deck. So listed with Andy Stoner at Roseburg Homes Realty.
All right, if you're planning somebody's weekend, where are you sending them for open houses?
Yeah, so back in Sutherland this morning, from 10 a.m. to noon, you can check out 664 Brooks Loop. Sabrina Schexniner at Keller Williams is going to be there. So this is a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath home, over 2,100 square feet. It does have those vaulted ceilings. It's a brand new house, recently completed with great views, offered for sale at $477,500. It could be great for someone needing to grow. And then this afternoon from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., 186 Wood Duck Street in Winston is open. So Dan Parker and Jeannie Hackey are covering shifts on that. And that's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, 1,600 square feet at $385,000.
I know you've got other open houses as well, but give us a quick takeaway for sellers.
Yeah, so price for the market you're in, not the market you wish existed. So the right pricing strategy creates attention, showings, and competition. And sometimes the fastest route to the strongest offer isn't starting high, it's starting smart.
All right, great advice. How do people connect real quick?
Yeah, you can always give us a call at 541-366-6080 or visit us online at marygilbert.com. Stop by our office, 2658 Northeast Stevens.